RadioMD.
RadioMD.com.
It's time for Melanie Cole's Health Radio.
On now.
Here's your host, Melanie Cole.
Good morning, and on this top of the hour news break that we do, where we're giving you tips and breaking news, interesting things to kind of ponder and think about. Well, in this first one, this is a great example of pop psychology becoming so influential that over the years, it's affected how parents interact with their children. Dig this. So, we've always talked about birth order. There's been these books about birth order. There's been people talking about it, media heads talking about it all over the place. Well, according to the results of the largest study ever conducted on birth order and personality traits, so where you stand in your birth order and what it says about your personality and intellect, you know, all that sort of thing, that it's all sort of a bunch of bunk, that they found that firstborns maybe have that slightly higher IQ, but only 1 point higher. And it's probably like a meaningless difference. This largest study did hundreds of thousands of people in their birth orders and studied how their personalities and how they, you know, as far as whether they're the moody one, they're the ignored one, they're the spoiled one, you know, the demonstrative one. I come from six kids. My oldest sister, yes, she is much more melodramatic and controlling. I'm the youngest. And so I don't think I'm the most spoiled, but of course I'm not. I mean, anyone who knows me knows I'm not. But really, I think that this is very interesting because if you are somebody who takes these kind of psychology books and information and then utilizes it when you're raising your children, you might want to rethink this whole birth order thing because it is showing. I mean, I have two kids and my oldest is certainly not controlling and he's not the smarter one. And so I think that this study is kind of a neat way for all of us to sort of double down and look at what we've always thought to be true. And this is the largest study ever conducted. So I think it's kind of an interesting little take on it. So let's rethink it, read up on it. And if we come up with any more great information about birth orders, because I always have found this a very interesting topic, then we will certainly report it here on Radio MD. And the show is Melanie Cole's Health Radio. I'm cracking up at that still. Now, there's more information on a lack of sleep, and it's linked to various diseases. So poor sleeping patterns or shifts might lead to cancer if you're one of the night shift people. And I do have a neighbor. I'm convinced this guy is a night shift worker because his lights are on until 3 or 4, and they shine right into our bedroom. And then he turns them off at like 3 or 4. So I'm not exactly sure whether he's just a late guy or a night shift worker, you know, a phone thing or whatever. But they're saying that the body clock disruption seems to up the risk of numerous illnesses, including cancer. So night shift workers or shift workers, people who don't sleep, insomniacs, you know, people with sleep apnea. This is a new study that's claiming that you now have an increased risk for developing certain cancers. I think this is an important one because, you know, we've talked about sleep so many times on so many shows here. Sleep is directly linked now to obesity with the melatonin levels that you are not getting during sleep and this obesity in your metabolic system and how it's not working properly if you're not sleeping. So, you know, I am the sleep police in this household and I make my kids go to bed early, but now I don't even actually have to make them go to bed early. They do this on their own. They like to go to bed. And so I think that it's something we all need to look at is our quality of sleep, you know, our quantity of sleep, because it could be linked to cancer. So this is great information. And that is what we're doing here on Melanie Cole's Daily Health Radio Fun Time Medical Extravaganza and Variety Show right here on Radio MD. Great show coming up. Stay tuned.